Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Mecha. What a fantastic series we have been in. I mean, I think the timing's right. You know, this is the time of the season where we look forward to gathering with friends and family, reaching out to our communities, getting in the spirit of giving. And so we've named this series Going Beyond Real Estate and Into Hope, Building Hope Through Real Estate. And what a fantastic series. In fact, I don't know if I have enough time or enough weekends to uncover all that these agents in our associations do. There's some of them that reach out on a daily basis. Some of them impact on a monthly basis. Some of them give with every paycheck that they earn. And the levels of charity are just phenomenal. And again, we'd have to build a whole nother radio show around the charity inside of our association. So unfortunately, friends, I'm only going to be able to touch on a couple of them. However, I thought I'd pick the ones that were, I don't know, appropriate to the season. And what's actually kind of special about this weekend is, as you probably know, I've shared this story a couple times now, I got into this business around 2012, 2013. And when I was looking at this industry, I looked up to some of those that were actually generous enough to reach out and pull me in very welcomely, and welcome with a good welcome. And one of those who always wore a smile, who always came with a charitable, generous piece of advice, which may have sometimes been, Justin, go back to the restaurant, is now my great friend, Darice Hawkins with Flathead Valley Brokers. Darice, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Justin. That was very kind of you to introduce me.
And so very true, and very true. Let me thank my sponsors really fast. Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, Solving Your Water and Mold Problems for Good. Do you remember those days? 2013?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do. I remember when you were new in the business.
That's right. Shaking your finger at me in a kind way.
I was going to say.
You were, you know, I tend to bring crazy ideas to the room, and you were one of them that said, you know what, that's crazy. I still like you though.
Well, I love our business in that we're all competitors.
Yeah.
And yet we're all friends.
Exactly.
And so to make the industry better, we help each other.
Isn't that great?
We mentor each other.
Yeah.
And so now you're doing that to a whole new generation, which is awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
It is.
One big happy wheel, you know?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, kind of. A little crazy one.
Competitive happy wheel.
Yeah, I've heard it been called co-opetition.
That's a great phrase.
Co-opetition, yes. Yeah. So, Darice, you are part of this segment of our association called the Charitable Foundation.
I am. I'm really honored to be one of the trustees with the Charitable Foundation.
Wow, cool. What is the Charitable Foundation? I'm just going to throw it at you.
So, the Charitable Foundation was developed about 2012 because we had so many requests for money from people, but we had no engine to get it to them, really.
Okay.
We didn't. And so the Charitable Foundation was developed. And so we offer grants for nonprofits.
Okay, cool.
And we really focus on homelessness, hunger, and disadvantaged youth.
Oh, nice. Yes. Okay.
Sometimes we broaden out from that, but that's really our focus.
Yeah.
Is nonprofits that work with that. So we have an application process.
One of the things that I remember here, let's go back in time about 7-8 years ago.
Okay.
And here I am, this young puppy, you know, big eyes looking to just make it big in real estate. Right. And my friend Darice Hawkins says, you know what you should do is get involved.
Yes.
And I remember thinking, okay, that was like the last answer I was expecting. And you were absolutely right, though, because it does more than just serves that immediate need for either me or the recipient. It actually broadened my horizon to how much we actually do.
We do a lot.
Yeah.
But it also is a great relationship builder.
Totally.
It's a great community builder.
Mm-hmm.
Every agent I know loves our community.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not just here making a paycheck.
Right.
We live here. We're raising our children here. I'm in the wonderful stage of grandparent.
Wonderful.
Grandchildren. But we're all living life. And so we really want to give back to our community. And a lot are doing that monetarily by serving.
Mm-hmm.
I run across realtors on boards of nonprofits all the time.
Yeah.
I love it. I see them out there swinging hammers.
Yeah.
You know,
painting
habitat,
houses. And
painting
fences.
Houses.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it should be no surprise. In fact, I don't want to say the word it should be required, because it really should just come from the heart anyways. However, it kind of does go hand in hand. If you're going to be in the industry of real estate, which is housing.
Yes.
And words. It's words and housing. Then you should also be in the industry of community benefiting your community. You should also be touching all of those corners that need your assistance.
Well, the ones who are living in those houses are people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
those people have, you know, they have stories and names and hearts and part of our community.
So the Charitable Foundation is a resource or an opportunity for agents to contribute, like you said, monetarily or even with their time to benefit other nonprofit efforts in our community?
Yes.
Okay, so cool.
Largely a grant program.
Yep.
But we do have some hands-on things too. One of the things we have, one of my favorite events, and I think a lot of the realtors' favorite events, is we do a Christmas for Kids. We work with other agencies in the Valley. Yeah. We serve anywhere between 20 and 30 families each season, where we do the shopping, we do the wrapping, and we get it to that agency so those families can have a Christmas.
That was actually one of the most memorable efforts of in the very beginning when I was getting started, and you said, Justin, just go get involved. And here we had people signing up to wrap gifts.
Yeah.
And I remember telling you, I was like, and you and all the other great agents that are saying get involved, I was like, I don't know how to wrap. And you're like, just come on, we'll show you.
We'll teach you.
We teach you a thing. And I got better at wrapping too. However, though, it was more than just that. It was that I knew what I was putting together was going to be opened by a 5, 6, or 7-year-old on Christmas Day. And all of those efforts from everybody shopping to bringing it to NMAR's office to putting the tape on the ribbon on top of the box, then to delivering it, you know, all of those efforts went towards bringing a smile to another kid's face on Christmas Day. Yeah. Through the Charitable Foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just one thing.
Hey, we're talking about building hope through real estate. My name is Justin Metcher. We're hanging out with Therese Hawkins of Flathead Valley Brokers talking about the NMAR Charitable Foundation. I've got to take a quick break. When we come back, can we dive deeper into what the Charitable Foundation does?
Okay. Sounds good.
We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. We're building hope through real estate this weekend. My name's Justin Metcher, hanging out in the studio, one with the biggest smile, Therese Hawkins of Flathead Valley Brokers. Look at that smile. Friends, just imagine this really, really big smile and then double it. And then you might almost have Therese's smile.
Justin.
We're talking about this hope that we're building. And Therese, you happen to do it as a trustee. And one of the ways you do it is as a trustee on the NMAR Charitable Foundation, NMAR, Northwest Montana Association of Realtors. And the charitable, what does it mean to be a trustee? That sounds like a big fancy title, like broker.
Oh, well, so our trustees are a little different than some of our other committees in that we actually have an application process and have to be board approved.
Okay.
And honestly, it's because it's the most fun of all the positions there is.
Yeah. That's why you took it?
Because you get to. It's why I applied. I didn't make it right away because there's a lot of people who want that position.
Sure,
So I'm in the middle of my 3-year term right now and love it because you get to give away money to awesome people.
So let's go there for a second. Give away money to awesome, awesome people. Probably learn of a few needs in our community that you may not have known about before, or maybe you did, you just didn't know enough about them. And now you know how deep that route goes.
Yeah. That's been one of the fun things is we meet quarterly as trustees and we go through our applications. So people who are interested, nonprofits who are interested in getting a grant through NMAR, can go to our website, nmar.com, under the Charitable Foundation, find the application, fill it out. We meet quarterly to go over them. Again, we focus on those needs that deal with hunger, homelessness,
disadvantaged youth. Yeah.
Stretch that a little bit to things that, you know, in the community that will be impacted in that way, again, to a nonprofit. And we meet, go over those applications. Sometimes we have people come in and explain their projects that they're working on.
Sure.
We love things that are project-oriented.
Okay.
Within those programs, knowing that it's going for a specific project.
So, for example, we have a need to add on to our our meeting facility. So we've got this budget. Is that what I'm hearing? Or
well, again, in the realms of, say, you're something that works with disadvantaged youth.
Okay.
We're having a fundraiser to, let's say, fill the snack room.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fill backpacks. And
there you go. Fill backpacks. Yeah. So that might be a specific need you're looking for.
I see.
So that's something that we can go, hey, that's a project we can get behind. We love it when grants are, we love the 25 and 100 and under grants.
Okay.
Sometimes we get bigger asks.
Yeah, cool. So what funds the Charitable Foundation?
Lots of different things. Sometimes we have fun events like the Realtor Golf Tournament.
I was going to say, yeah, that's a big one.
It's kind of a famous one in the Valley.
Yeah.
And so that's a great one where we come together, have fun, mm-hmm. and all the proceeds go to the Charitable Foundation. We also always, when the realtors pay their fees at the end of the year, we always ask for our...
There's an opportunity to round up or add the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. we have everybody ask them to do their share.
Yeah.
And some are really generous and go way above that.
Cool.
Some wait, don't do it at that time, and do it off of different transactions.
Sure.
So lots of opportunities.
This is largely generosity from our association.
Yes.
Very cool. And, you know, kind of tethered to a couple of fun events. So, yeah. Do we have any down the road, anything that I should be planning for as an agent?
As an agent, events? Yeah. Well, the next thing coming up is we do have our big dues due.
Yes.
So do your fair share on your dues. All realtors, please put your fair share or more in when you pay your dues.
Yeah.
So that's a great first serve time. Mm-hmm. But yes, we're a ways away from golf tournament.
We are. We kind of passed that season.
We are.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting? Like so many other efforts, whether they were nonprofit or commercial, with the whole COVID pandemic problems, that I know that restructured the golf tournament, two summers ago, a little bit, yet it still went on. And we still found a way to make it successful. We still found a way to help meet the need of the Charitable Foundation's efforts to organizing help towards these nonprofits.
Yeah, and we also had a generous donation from our MLS. But what I have found is agents have been working hard during, we were deemed essential.
Yeah.
And we've been working hard the last year and a half. And
yes,
with that, I found there's still more community involvement and more giving and more generosity.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool.
Yeah.
Therese, so if I'm an agent and I'm relatively, we have a couple of new ones.
A few.
Yeah. How can we get more involved with the Charitable Foundation?
So with the Charitable Foundation, they can't necessarily walk in and be a trustee, but they can give, they can participate in any upcoming events that we have.
Yep.
I mean, our next event, honestly, is going to be our Christmas for kids.
And
we're going to be doing the shopping and wrapping.
That's a great one.
And that's a great way to meet other realtors.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be the next thing they can participate in if they want to do shopping for one of the families, wrapping presents, helping deliver it to the facility that they're going to.
There we go.
That's the next ask. But then also they can all get involved at different committees and things at the Realtor Association.
As Therese told me 8 years ago, it was 2012, 8 years ago, 9 years ago. As you told me way back when, get involved.
Get involved. And
it has worked so well. And I stay involved. And that's really important too.
It is.
Therese Hawkins, thank you for joining us and helping build hope through real estate right here on the Flat at Home Show. I really appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Justin. You're doing awesome stuff.
Friends of the Valley, you stay warm, stay well, be safe. And of course, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.